Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Today's topic? Something we all wrestle with from time to time. Guilt. Ever get stuck replaying that one decision in your head, beating yourself up over it like a boxing champion on payday? Yeah, me too. That nagging feeling can really weigh you down, making it hard to move forward and enjoy the present moment. But guess what? You're not alone. We all make mistakes, stumble, fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of being human. But holding onto guilt like a prized possession isn't doing you any favors. It's time to talk about how to practice self-forgiveness and finally let go of that heavy baggage. First things first, understand that forgiveness is not about condoning your actions. It's not about saying what you did was okay. It's about acknowledging the past, learning from it, and choosing to move forward with compassion for yourself. Because here's the truth. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity, preventing you from experiencing the joy and growth that life has to offer. Think of it like this. Carrying around guilt is like walking around with a backpack full of rocks, heavy, cumbersome, and constantly pulling you down. Self-forgiveness is about putting those rocks down, freeing yourself up to move lighter, faster, and more gracefully through life. Here's the thing. Forgiveness takes time. It's not a switch you flip on and off. It's a journey of self-discovery and acceptance. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and allow yourself to feel the pain without judgment. Secondly, understand that everyone makes mistakes. It's human nature. Instead of focusing on the mistake itself, try to identify what you can learn from it. What insights can you glean from this experience? How can you use this knowledge to grow and make better choices in the future? Remember, every stumble is an opportunity to learn and become stronger. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend who was struggling. Talk to yourself with love and encouragement, rather than criticism and blame. Remind yourself that you are worthy of forgiveness and that you deserve happiness. Fourthly, focus on taking positive action. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, channel your energy into making things right. Take steps to repair any harm you may have caused, if possible. And most importantly, commit to learning from your mistakes and moving forward with intention. Action is the ultimate antidote to guilt. Lastly, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about excusing your actions, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of past regrets. By choosing to forgive yourself, you open up the door to healing, growth, and a brighter future. Ever feel like you're trapped in a cycle of what if and if only? You know that feeling when your mind keeps replaying past decisions, magnifying every mistake? We've all been there, but imagine this. You're at a concert, the music is pumping, you're lost in the energy of the crowd. Suddenly, someone bumps into you, spilling your drink all over yourself. You could get angry, dwell on the accident, or let it ruin your night. Or, you could laugh it off, say, "Hey, that happens." And keep dancing. That's self-forgiveness in action. Choosing to acknowledge the imperfection, learn from it, and move on without letting it define your experience. It's about embracing the messiness of life and remembering that we are all works in progress. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, forgive yourself, and step into your power. You are capable of amazing things. Remember, this isn't about forgetting, it's about learning and growing. Let me leave you with this. Self-forgiveness is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's the key to unlocking your true potential, embracing joy, and living a life filled with purpose and meaning. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember. You got this, and don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going, support each other, and build a future where we all feel empowered to let go of guilt and embrace our true selves. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.